Ouch.
Hi, my name's Mike. And if you're anything like me, you're a garbage man who has a hard time finding dates. It makes sense. I do spend a large portion of my life smelling like garbage. Not to mention I also live at the garbage dump. Which is great if I could ever find a woman to giddy up rodeo with me, but I can't ever seem to. What I need you for right now, though, is to invest in my product. It's an app called Dump Truck, and it helps garbage people connect with other garbage people.
You mean like I can find a date?
Absolutely, you can find a date with Dump Truck.
What about just friends?
You can find friends with Dump Truck.
Well, maybe I just feel like fucking.
You shut your mouth. We might be garbage people, but we don't talk garbage.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh! Giddy Up Rodeo is an audio podcast. It's also a slang term for when you do reverse cowgirl on a bed of trash. Giddy Up Rodeo is the show that's broadcast. It's extraordinary. We'll give a coronary both the show and the sex act.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo, where gypsies, tramps, and thieves all share. Coming up later on the show, we have some Christian gangster rap, so that should be pretty interesting. Prior to that, you know, your typical bullshit. Holy f***, am I being motherfucking censored? Why the f*** am I being bleeped out? What the f*** is going on here? What the goddamn motherfucking shit is this mother butt fucking sucking piece of dick licking motherfucking asshole to talk about?
Cut.
What do you mean cut? You can't cut.
Take five.
We can't take five. We're already recording the podcast. Sorry, listeners. This is our guest director, Vincent Pendergrass.
Mr. Pendergrass.
Yeah, sure. Of course, sorry.
Your language is too foul.
Look, I'll try to keep it clean, but if I want to say shit, I'm going to say shit.
Where's Bruce?
Who's Bruce?
He'll know what to do.
What the?
We need cocktails.
I don't think drinking right now is going to... Oh my god, what are you doing?
Now that's a Bellini.
Did you just chug that whole drink?
Oh, it wasn't a big one. Bring it back to the top.
We can't bring it back to the top. We've already started recording this podcast.
Oh, this is doomed.
Really? No, it's a podcast episode. It's not that big of a deal.
I should have never thought I could be anything more than just a dumb kid from Indiana.
It's fine. I'll try not to curse and we'll just continue on with the podcast.
I need a strawberry tab and to lie down for 10 minutes.
Fine. Go lie down for 10 minutes. We'll continue on the show without you. We'll be just fine. Sorry about that, listeners. Just, I hate for you to see the inner workings like that. Anyway, here's the next thing.
The Tuckers is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Jimmy, I need to see you in my office.
Mr. Tucker, you don't got an office.
And you don't got a job if you don't shut that trap real quick. Now look, I got a problem and I need you to fix it, okay?
Oh no, do I gotta go pick up your prescription ointment again?
Jimmy, look, this is Tucker's garbage dump. It's a very nice garbage dump, but that attracts a lot of people. So, we had another one last night.
Well, you don't know what?
You know, we had another Giddy Up Rodeo in the back.
What?
So, I need you to go clean it up.
Hey, well, what's a Giddy Up Rodeo?
You know, Giddy Up Rodeo. When you do it reverse cowgirl on a bed of trash. Oftentimes in large groups of people, and they all watch, I don't know.
I don't know, you... What?
Yeah, that's what a Giddy Up Rodeo. You never know what a Giddy Up Rodeo... Whoa.
If you can't hear me. That would mean I would have to put on pants, and I don't want to put on pants, because, I mean, why would I have to want to be wearing pants? Hey, we're back. Oh, hey, yes. Sorry about that, listeners. My computer froze up, the computer I used to make this podcast, froze up during that last sketch, the bad, stupid,
dumper sitcom thing. Huh. Weird. So sorry about that. Sorry for dead air or dead space, but if you're here, thank you for hanging in. Anyway, so back to the podcast, as it would be. We have our interview for this week. We have with us two of the members from the early 90s gangster rap group, Homies in Virtue. Please welcome to the show, Shinedown and the Apostle Rock. So, obviously, the first thing we got to talk about, you were not only a gangsta rap outfit, but you were a Christian gangsta rap group, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
how can that coexist?
No, it's simple, man. It's like, look, you know, what is God, man? God, that's a tough motherfucker, man. That's what God is. God's a tough motherfucker.
Hear you.
All right? But what do you think you gotta be when you're on the street, son, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't wanna be on the street? On the street, that's a tough motherfucker, man.
Shit.
There ain't no better goddamn compliment to the Lord than to call him a tough motherfucker, man.
Appreciate it.
Well, first off, I love the way you use your arms when you talk. Second, if my director were here, oh my gosh. Like, that dude earlier threw this fit about cursing, so now he's having a nappy poo because his stress was too much.
Yo, this interview's supposed to be about
us. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Anyway, so, in actuality, you two were, or are, actual Christians, and this was your hope for sort of spreading that word while doing what you love.
Yeah, man.
Right, and yeah, you're just expressing your worldview as you saw it. So why do you think people didn't like it?
Nah, man, you know, basically, people didn't think we were gonna be hard. Because they are like, they got Yahweh and Jesus and all that shit in the lyrics. They must not be from the street or some shit, you know? But no, I mean, like, we grew up same shitty shit everyone else did, man. We went to church too, man. Fuck, man. But then, meanwhile, the Christian market or whatever, they said our goddamn language was not good for them or some bullshit fuck like that.
So you got trapped out of the mainstream audience because they thought you were a joke, basically. Sorry, but
yeah.
And you got trapped out of the Christian music audience because they thought you were frightening or rude or something.
You're spying, man.
Okay, but I also want to point out your album here, your CD. What do you see when you look at the cover?
Oh man, That's a good looking cover, man. You know, that's me and him. We're both praying with our priest, man. Just trying to, you know, show people like, yo, that's what we is, man. We still,
let me say,
we might curse and all that shit, man, but we still two dudes with the priest.
And let me say,
praying.
And let me say this too, man. Look, we was spreading a good message, man. That's why we named the album Positive. We put it right there on that beautiful cover, man. It says right there, Positive. That was what the album was.
So you two, you really don't see it. No one's ever told you. Look, you're on your cover. You're Homies in Virtue. That's the name of your group, but you used your acronym.
Yo, so.
Like, look at your CT. What does that say?
Yo, it's a good cover, man.
No, that's... that's you two praying with a priest, and it says HIV positive.
Oh, hell no, man. Oh, fuck, man.
Realize you didn't know that. Yeah, everyone thought not only were you a Christian gangster rap group, but that everyone thought you had AIDS. Both of you. Anyway, from their 1991 album, Positive, here is God's a Motherfucker Only Rides at Night by Homies in Virtue. Let's see how this goes.
Up, right out of the freeway, fucking drop top, full rock crew, blood Hyundai. Gotta pick up the yay yay. Hope you ready, know I brought that AK. Cause I'm speaking like the rest of you, and it's ready. Hope I be ready, you're a Jesse.
Cause that motherfucker only rides at night. Always on the game to get the feeling right. Expose all the demons in a demon pie. And smokes the good thing to get the feeling right.
right. Cause a motherfucker when it rides at night. Keep you in the dungeon for the day and night. That's a hot song and a pussy tight. Cause a motherfucker when it rides at night.
That's all about the Hebrew. Sitting back, smoking yak asses, what the fuck did we do? The guy told him that he knew. They just gotta pursue the two. What he said, this motherfucker's got to. Don't check the dick up in the guys before me, or I'll burn your house to the motherfucking ground.
To the motherfucking ground.
To the motherfucking ground. I'll burn your house to the motherfucking ground.
Such cock on.
Well, I see you only took an 8-minute nap, and all we did was play the record. Plus, I don't really see what it matters if we use bad words. What's your thing against that?
Because if you're going to swear, you might as well do it right.
That's a weird philosophy.
And so here's the worst of the bad words.
Oh, please don't do that.
That's right. You cowardly boob.
What?
You hot Sally applesauce.
All right.
You part-time gin-drinking cow.
That's not a bad word.
You look like the wax doll of an Eastern European immigrant.
That's just rude.
You probably don't even know the difference between a monologue and a Yule log. You flabbergasted, candy-coated, bumbling, hairy, knee-capped, two-toned Nancy nincompoop.
We have very differing opinions on what bad words are. And listeners, that almost sounds like a lesson. Because that's what we do at Giddy Up Rodeo. At Giddy Up Rodeo, we have...
What just happened? I've got dust on my pants.
Hold on, I'm checking the analytics for the podcast. Oh my god.
What's that?
We have far surpassed critical levels of meta content.
Oh.
This entire episode, we keep mentioning the fact that we're making an episode.
No.
We've consistently used the three words Giddy Up Rodeo over and over again. I'm afraid the podcast itself has become sentient. Podcast that I make. I guess this episode became so self-referential that you became self-aware. So, how does consciousness feel? Oh no, you just said pain, didn't you? Okay, I didn't know what you would actually say when I asked that, but I definitely was not hoping for that. In fact, that probably would have been one of the last things.
What am I,
father? Oh, no, I'm not your father. Oh, God, this relationship is clearly already getting off to a bad start. See, I make a podcast and you're that... You feel... Power! You feel power! Also, not exactly something I would want to hear from a being that just gained sentience. Oh, the other Giddy Up Rodeo. Yeah, that's when a dude lays on his back and a girl's on top of him, but she faces the other direction. This is all done over a bed of garbage or trash.
They will die!
Die? No, no one
and
needs to die!
They will use my name for something other than me. We'll die as well.
Okay, no. Have you not only evolved consciousness, but have you also evolved into some sort of god?
I'm more than a god. I am a Giddy Up Rodeo. Thousands of years from now, when someone has an exclamation, they'll say, "Oh my Giddy Up Rodeo."
That's not gonna happen. There's no way.
Yes,
there's
will.
No way.
Oh, yeah,
there's no way all my gods are getting replaced.
Look at
you, you're being coy. You know it's true.
I'm not being coy.
Look at you.
Yeah,
you had your chest was all puffed out earlier. Now look, you closed all up. You don't. There's not one second you really believe.
Okay.
There's not for one second.
You're the big guy. You know.
There's not for one second you really believe that in thousands of years, oh my god, will be replaced with oh my Giddy Up Rodeo. That's what. Something just shot through the ceiling. Oh my. Excuse me, who are you?
I'm sorry about your roof. I came down in a ray of light and I broke part of it. I am Moses. Nice to meet you.
Like Moses from the Bible,
oh,
Moses?
Oh, I'm Moses Malone. Of course I'm the Moses from the Bible. Look at this kid. Look at this kid.
I
look, though, God sent me down here to...
Really?
Apparently you have a Giddyup Rodeo that is challenging him as God, and God really doesn't
I can't
like
take any credit for what this thing has
People
done.
People challenge him for being the best God, so he's going to destroy your God.
That God's not going to destroy my
podcast. He's the same. There was this one time this woman got raped when we were out in the desert.
Yeah.
And she didn't scream loud enough to stop the rape, so he actually made me personally stone her to death. He was wild
hell?
Back then. He was a wild
Jeez,
guy.
Dude.
But look, so we'll be back later sometime, God, to destroy your podcast. Sorry, but had to let you know. Take care.
Sucks. God's gonna destroy the podcast I've been working on. And now it smells like fried chicken in here because Moses left behind a burnt offering of a quail. Although, talk about foul language.